Yorkton. The city will be looking to abate the property taxes on a portion of the building which houses Bruno's Place, the new emergency shelter being developed in the city. The request was brought to council at its regular meeting August 8, following a request to abate taxes on the portion of this building that will be used as the emergency shelter. We have accommodated a similar request in the past and annual tax abatement bylaws are presented to council for approval, noted a report by City Manager Lonnie Call circulated to council. As an example, in 2019 council approved a five-year agreement for a 100% tax exemption on the properties at 81 and 85 Ray Avenue by Yale Harbor, noted the report. The group homes operating out of these two properties do not qualify for exempt status under the Residential Service Act due to the lack of 24-hour staffing. The proposed emergency shelter is similar to properties that council has approved abatements for in the past. However, since it is part of an existing larger facility, some work will need to be done to determine what portion of the building the abatement would pertain to, detailed the report. Since the subject property is providing similar services, administration is of the opinion that they could be included in the next tax abatement bylaw that will be brought forward in October 2022. For 2022, the tax levy on this property was City $8,985.51, and School $2,879.34 for a total of $11,864.85. The actual tax abatement will not be known until the renovations are completed and assessments updated, noted the report. Also, for 2022, the abatement will be for the portion of the year that the shelter is operational. Thereafter, it would be for the entire year. The exact amounts will be included in a tax abatement. The property needs to be assessed after the renovations are done, and then a calculation to abate that portion of the building would be required. After that is completed, administration will bring forward a tax abatement bylaw to be approved by would also include other properties that qualify for tax incentives. Council would direct administration to bring forward an annual tax abatement bylaw that includes the portion of the building at 139 Dominion Avenue that is used as an emergency shelter, known as Bruno's Place.